Government is expected to spend more on the purchase of crude oil to make up for the shortfall following labor unrest that has prevented the authorities in Nigeria to supply gas to Ghana from yesterday. The ongoing load shedding by ECG will therefore worsen. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the communications specialist at the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum, Edward Bauer, said government is in constant touch with management of the West Africa Gas Pipeline Company to find the way forward. He spoke to George Asikri.
First and foremost, Nigeria has not told us that they are not going to supply required gas. It is just that there has been some union unrest in Nigeria that involves the workers within the pipeline, the suppliers. Now, because they have laid down their tools, they are unable to produce gas and supply and pump to Ghana. So the information we have is that it is because of the arrest that has brought about the curtailment of gas supply to Ghana. So as of yesterday, we did not receive gas. And then we are working closely with West African Gas Pipeline Authority, WAPI, to liaise with the Nigerian government to give us an update as to the happenings and when they will resume work and also resume the production of gas to Ghana.
So for now, what does it mean? The whole yesterday we did not get gas, today we did not. I mean, we are likely not to get. What will be the implication?
The implication is that there are plants that rely solely on gas will not be able to run. The second one is that those plants that can use light crude oil will be converted to light crude oil, but that will come at a higher cost in terms of operational cost. And then more seriously will be the fact that the current deficit that we have will be increased because we will have a plant like Asogre that relies solely on gas not functioning, and that will be about 200 megawatts added to the already existing deficit.
So I mean, the state is definitely going to incur a lot.
Obviously, if we are relying on crude oil instead of natural gas power our plant.
So will that temporarily worsen the already power system where the doomsor is still ongoing?
Obviously, that will make the problem a bit more complicated because we will now have a deficit higher than the existing one.
Natama Oil Refinery says it needs financial engineering to be able to process crude. The refinery is therefore calling for more support to enable it to perform its functions effectively. Natama correspondent Patricia T has joined us on the line from the refinery. Good afternoon, Patricia.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, Patricia, you have been at the refinery. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm currently at the Natama Oil Refinery. I've been speaking to the public relations manager. It is about local happenings at the refinery, its present state, and the way forward. He tells me that oil is capable of moving back to its feet if it can only be pushed with financial challenges as it stands. He's right here with me to share some challenges and the way forward. Mrs. Loco, in your submission to me earlier, you mentioned that the major problem is finance. Can you tell me what oil is doing to foster the situation since you know it's been a national issue?
Well, thanks for the interest. I think oil belongs to all of us. And I think like you, those of us here are anxious to partner with everyone to get the refinery back to its former glory. And what have we been doing? As stated by the President, State of the Nation, to Parliament, we are actually in discussion with a strategic partner, the Capital South. I think that the President did mention. We are currently in discussion with them with regard.
Hello, Patricia. Patricia.
Yeah, Doreen.
Now, Patricia, you were saying something. You were talking to the PR of the Tamale Refinery. If you could continue for us.
Continue then. So can you go back to what you were saying, because you were lost on the line.
Thank you. So as I said, we are in joint venture partnership with the company, and there are various steps we do before we finalize the joint venture with the strategic partner. We are in the process of incorporating and to submitting documents at the Registrar General for registration. Finalized. But before you enter into any partnership with anyone, there has to be certain agreements that need to be signed. We are going through all the motions, and currently we are going through the terms for the shareholders' agreement. We have reviewed the terms. So we are at that stage where we are in engaging with strategic partners. But in the time being, before we finalize this partnership, what do we do? We are not down and just waiting for MANA to come. We are engaging and also in discussions with other financial institutions out of here, out of Ghana, trying to see how best we can get the facilities that will ensure that we are able to procure fuel on a continuous basis and also have our plan for place as efficiently and profitable as any refinery would.
Okay, so now that TOR is not refining crude, are you trying to tell me that it's not working at the moment, though?
You see, it's very wrong when people say we are not working. Not working. Yes, we are not processing crude on a continuous basis. Just a month ago, we refined a parcel of crude. Add more cost if we have to run and start. That is our concern. But we are working. If we are not refining, there are issues on the plant, because when you leave the plant to be idle for so long, there are more problems on it than when it's processing or when it's running. So we are doing a lot more maintenance on the plant than we normally do with the plant, the processing plant. You know, and a plant which lies idle is more unsafe than when you are processing. So we are having to shift, you know, attention to making sure that even though the plant is idle for now, it's in a safe mood and ready to receive a parcel of food soon as we get it.
Okay.
We are working.
Patricia. Yeah.
Okay, so you heard the public relations manager of the Tomorrow Refinery, Mr. Sabaloko, talking to me on its challenges with regards to the refining of crude and the way forward. So over to you on the studio, Doreen.
Well, thank you very much, Patricia, for that update. That was a reporter. She was at the Tema Oil Refinery, and she was talking to the public relations officer of the Tema Oil Refinery, Madam Abba Luku.